Happy February. Welcome to the Insurrection Off-Ramp. I'm Pat McCurdy. Boy, did I really do it this time. I was guilty of saying ex-President Donald Trump told people to drink bleach. Not so at all. What Donald Trump suggested in his April 20th, 2000 press conference, however, was injection of bleach, that people shoot up bleach. So I stand corrected. My apologies to Andy Berkey. I know you're probably going to be at the Insurrection 2024, or the Trump Thump, as we call it. So you have the right to podcast here on the Insurrection Off-Ramp. You're right at the right place, Andy, and we're doing our part to make insurrections illegal again. Do what we can with entertainment, education, vacation information. We'll be covering the preparatory information for 2024 Burning Man this year with Jeff Spencer, who's had his 10-year pin and going to get his 11-year pin this year for Burning Man attendance, doing his own off-the-grid thing at an undisclosed location somewhere near Hollywood, California, where he does sound and lights for big shots like The Who and other bands, so we'll talk to him frequently. We'd also like your input if you have something you'd like to say. Or want to be a part of our podcast, we're going to be doing audio for a bit while we debug the audio stream, then we'll move into video. It's hard to ignore the presidential election, such as it is, and we'd like to say that latest polls bring Biden up a leader by 6 points over diaper Don Trump. Haley's making a comeback in her challenge to debate the $83 million loser is pretty successful. A lot of people are speculating about the ex-president's mental state and don't think it's funny to make sport. That being said, somebody should tell the Fox News people that Donald Trump isn't the president anymore. He's the ex-president, and I prefer ex because it has that loving, caring, thoughtful process about it. Please use that and don't call him the president anymore. By the way, another apology. I referred to Fox News, or I said that the upper echelon, the executives there at Fox News, had referred to their viewers, according to a lawsuit, an email found in the lawsuit for Dominion voting machines. They said, one of the executives said that Fox News viewers were cousin fuckers. That's not true. What Fox News people said is they are cousin fucking terrorists. So please forgive me again. Let's get that right if we're going to talk about Fox News like that. And by the way, they're liars. Stay away from them. Because you repeat their lies, there's coming a time when you'll get sued too because their lies kill people. I have friends, too, to name, that believe them. Believe Tucker Carlson. Don't wear a mask. Don't get your shots. They're both dead. And so I am unhappy. Not only that, but the same local people believe that stuff and didn't die think, well, see, we didn't get shots, we didn't get masks, we didn't die, so therefore. Anyway, take care of yourself and don't get your medical information from me or some network guy or anybody. Go to the doctor. Ask him what you should do because we're all different. We're all different ages. We're all different weights. And it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. I'll grant you that. But don't make a political issue out of your health, okay? It's not worked out well. Anyway, we're watching a man deteriorate right before our eyes and mentioning his pedophilia problems and his weird situation with his daughter and the spots on his hands are probably moot by this point. Way too much of that. He continues to say that he thinks Obama's the president and that Biden is going to get us into World War II. The list gets longer every day. It's not as funny as it was, but the people who are backing him should really take a look at some recent news videos, see if he should be out of Mary Lardo. We're watching a man deteriorate, and it's not very funny. So you know we're going to stick to the actual issues without touching upon the small idiosyncrasies of Don the Clown Trump. He can barely talk. He doesn't know where he is much of the time. But don't take my word for it. Check out the video on the Midas Touch or the Young Turks on YouTube. And I might not agree with everything they have to say, but I have to say that their selection of videos are authentic, and that's hard evidence that can be used in court And that's what you should look for. Demand it. Demand it of every news outlet that they are able to back up with hard evidence or proof, because more than likely it's going to end up in court anyway. So try and be more discerning, or watch more than one channel at least. Get your news from a number of sources so you're not brainwashed into thinking that Trump came from Jesus or something, or he is the new Jesus. And there are evangelists who think that, and it's kind of too bad. I've lost a few friends over that, and they were pretty good religious people, except for the one thing that they thought it was okay to hate Obama. So I actually went down to a local church and I said, "Where in the Bible? Show me in the Bible where it says it's okay to hate anybody. That contradicts what the New Testament says anyway, from what I know." But to be honest with you, I read the Bible much like some of these people read the laws. I just skim and take out the parts that I like. But I do have know enough people that keep my feet to the fire that I don't have to worry about it. Losing to a girl does not seem to appeal to Mr. Trump, nor does being called chicken. Legal problems can be all-encompassing to the point it's all you can do to focus on everyday life. And I know people who have gotten misdemeanors dealing with court, fines, and loss of freedom was way stressful, and they found it hard to focus on much else. Court cases can take over your life, whether crimes are large or small, but I've never known of anyone with 9 felony charges, let alone 91 felonies. Would your parents approve of a friend who had as few as 9 felonies? How about 3? That's enough to earn you the career criminal badge in some states. Should you or anyone you know have an issue with the law, don't call the judge or the prosecutor names on social media or anywhere else. It didn't help the $83 million man, and it won't help you unless you think the ex-president is not getting a fair deal. You'll learn about the two-tier justice system of which they speak and find out that Trump is indeed on the upper tier and you are not. If nothing else, it's a real bad example for our children to see somebody attacking the courts and our criminal justice system. I have good friends who, pre-Trump era, thought the FBI consisted of heroes. And now, after years of respect, they don't like it anymore. They don't like the Attorney General or Law and Order because the scofflaw-in-chief has told them that it's the system that is corrupt, not him. Boy, I wish my parents would have believed that. This guy's not going to pay your legal fees or bail you out of jail, but he's going to convince you it's okay to break the law, as long as you're doing it for him. He's pretty good at that. He's been skating thus far, but his day is coming, and he's scared. That's why he's running a campaign like somebody who's trying to stay out of prison. That's why he's giving instructions to the House Speaker, Lion Mike Johnson, to delay the immigration bill after screaming and yelling it has to be fixed today and campaigning on it for 9 years. Trump doesn't want the border closed anymore. He wants to wait another year because, of course, he thinks he's going to be president. Then he can fix it much better. In the meantime, let the fear flow and let the people suffer, because him winning the presidency is the real issue here and not whether or not the border gets fixed. He doesn't obviously care about that anymore. He's going to try and overthrow the government in the election again and have a big fit when he loses. It's part of his plan. The purpose of this program is to join others to make sure that there's not another insurrection in 2024. It has less to do with personalities. It does have to do with the very idea you can engage in a violent overthrow of the government and somehow that's okay. We all know the rules, and you can't disrupt the government. You can't break in and smear feces on anybody's wall. And you can't beat up cops. The Mary Lardo maniac had all of that done for him and more. And he's just the last to go down. He's begging for time, but I do believe he's also having a breakdown. So the 91 felonies he's facing may or may not matter. Nikki Haley is on to his mental lapses and gifted enough to take him to task and hold his feet to the fire, or his hate to the debate as it is. By the time the election comes around, the rapist in chief will look like a wilted carrot and will be calling Nikki Haley mommy. If you think he's a mess now, give him another 9 months of intense criminal scrutiny and courtroom pressure and the stress of trying to win an election in order to stay out of prison, as well as being called a rapist by a New York judge, and I guess you'll understand why maybe he stammers, stutters, and doesn't know where he is. Next week, we're going to feature Jeff Spencer, as I was saying, his information about the up-and-coming Burning Man. He's got his decade pin, and he's going to give us some insight on how to prepare, what you'll need, and what this art show extraordinaire is really all about. So we'll be talking to Jeff hopefully a little later, and if not, if he fails to call me today, I'm sure we'll hear from him by next week. So you know, it's Donald Trump who's holding up the border legislation by telling his Republicans they're not to vote for it, wait till he's in office, so he, not Biden, can take credit for the immigration reform that the senators and President Biden have worked so hard on. No matter how much the voters suffer, the important thing is that Donald Trump gets credit for this, because it obviously is a good bill. From what I've heard, understand, the real hard part to get is that they've turned the bill down without even reading it. Now, that should tell you something stinks. We're going to be finding out how he's going to get fundraising off BO and pedophilia and rumors he has syphilis. I don't know how Diaper Don's going to do that, but, you know, he could raise money off going to court and getting felonies. And as long as he's got the system to whine about and say it's picking on him, he thinks that's going to help him fire up his existing base. He's not going to get any more people to jump on his program of violently overthrowing the government, at least we hope not. But the same people will make a lot more noise. That's pretty much going to be the outlet. And I think Nikki Haley is going to put him away, and she's done with him. He'll be happy to use the insanity defense for much-needed R&R in the Nut Hut. 5 weeks until high school baseball practice. Republicans, pull out your plastic and your checkbooks. Trump dropped $83 million for mouthing off. The $83 million was for mouthing off about the victim's character. Sexual assault was only 5.6 or something million. So we're at about 90 million. If he gets $20 from 4,175,000 Republicans, he'll have that handled. So get out your checkbooks and send that money,
cash check or money order,
to Don Trump, care of Mary Lardo, in somewhere in Florida. Have it handled. Good job, everybody. We knew you'd kick in to make sure he gets those legal bills paid. In other news, on a more local basis, late night comedy continues to reap the benefits of the circus that is Idaho politics. Thinking it might be a good idea to be a part of the lawsuit that Greg Abbott is taking on with the federal government down in Texas, the latest made-for-TV theatrics and political stunts, Idaho Governor Brad Little will fill in for Lou Costello in the Abbott and Costello Go to the Texas Border comedy unfolding in Texas as we speak. Late Night Comedy anxiously awaits another chance to make Idaho a political laughingstock, with Little joining off-the-grid governor, Texas Greg Abbott, taking on the federal government, with, without a doubt, will result in Idaho getting sued and losing again, probably bigly. By taking on the feds, will Abbott and his circus prevent the federal agents from doing their job in this Remember the Alamo moment, choreographed by Abbott in this made-for-TV comedy tragedy. Governor Little, no stranger to late-night comedy and often the punchline for comedy writers and wannabe comedians alike, in this latest episode in the made-for-TV not-so-mellow drama created by Texas Greg Abbott, pursues Costello, lawsuit-prone Governor Brad Little, to send two teams of the Idaho State Troopers to the border to show the feds how this is done by a racist. In the meantime, in Washington, the best immigration reform bill has been forth by Senate Republicans, Democrats, and yes, even President Joe Biden, to send 1,300 additional Border Patrol agents. And of course, that won't be as good as the two teams of Idaho State Police that our governor's sending down there. But Mike Johnson, the Trump butt boy, refuses to put it up for a vote in the House. Rather, this bill, among other things, would send 1,500 asylum workers and patrol agents' fentanyl machines to the border. A bill approved by Lindsey Graham, John Thune, and Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma is being held up by Trump chumps in the chaos-ridden House of Representatives. But meanwhile, back at the Texas border, the Abbott and Little comedy continues. Their better idea involves sending two teams, I assume that means four Idaho State Troopers, to go to the border, but rather than simply urging representatives in the House to pass the bill before them that is bipartisan with strong Republican endorsement and send 13 more trained border agents to the border, we're going to send a couple teams of ISP troopers, straighten everything out down there. Reminds me of when I wanted to go help my brother in Vietnam because I was young and dumb enough to think one Irishman could make a difference. Back to the Abbott Little made-for-TV comedy routine, Idaho's often sued Governor Brad Little was the perfect mark for this nonsense, and Abbott knew it. Now, Idaho's highways will be less safe while Abbott and Little put on a show for TV, all the while stalling legislation for real immigration reform and pretending a few state troopers can do the work of 1,300 Border Patrol agents and 100 high-tech fentanyl scanners. So far, Abbott's border skit show has just cost people's lives and given this mean-spirited Texas hack platform in which to try and fool the folks into believing he and Brad Little can do what the federal government cannot regarding our southern border. Punchline, Abbott is physically obstructing the federal Border Patrol agents from doing their job, so he can say they're not doing their job. Abbott's already taking on and losing in court at the federal level. He was told to take down his concertine wire. So far, the feds have ordered Abbott to do that, and litigation on that issue continues. Brad, the litigation loser, wants to join Abbott's team of tyrants. Just urge your congressman to pass the serious immigration bill. Quit using human beings for your political stunts. Maybe Abbott should focus on keeping the power in his state on and get out of the way and let Congress and the Federal Border Patrol do its job and sit back and take the win. Highway 95 needs those state troopers, and as does the rest of the state, Idaho, and we do not need to be losers in another lawsuit because our governor wants to be a part of a cheap political stunt being staged in Texas. How much money is Abbott paying Little to play the fool in this Abbott and Costello sick comedy? Trump telling chumps in Congress to wait until he gets into office to pass an immigration reform bill shows just how serious the $83 million loser really is. It's more important that he stay out of prison and win the presidency so he can pardon himself than stop the fentanyl and help those people who are struggling on our southern border. Pat McCurdy, until next time, thank you for joining us on the Insurrection Off-Ramp, somewhere in an undisclosed location in the Northwest United States. See you next time.